Hey, Fish and Frank here, and I got Gary Ingman on the phone, and he's got this great thing going on this November, and we want to just take a minute to talk about it. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
How you doing, Frank?
Oh, man, it's an awesome time to be in Southwest Florida. The weather's great, and fishing's good, and you've got a big deal with some boats going on. What's going on?
Well, in November, we are going to have Great White Demo Days at Fisherman's Village, and the boats will be parked in the water by Harpoon Harry's restaurant. And what's great about this boat show is people can come and look at probably one of the premier boats in the marine industry. There will be 6 to 8 of them. They're all Grady Whites. And if everything works out, we also will be able to demo the boat at the same time. So we call it Grady White Demo Days. Well, and that's going to be November 16th through the 19th, which is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday time frame.
So the cool part about it is I always tell people, I don't buy a car without test driving it. Why would you buy a boat without test driving it? I know people do because some boats are just so well made and they perform so good, as Grady White does. But how cool it'd be to go out and actually ride in one.
Oh, it's a beautiful atmosphere. When you go to Fisherman's Village, it's a number of restaurants, so you can make it a destination point. You can have food, you can shop, and then you can also go out and look at one of the premier boats in the marine industry for many years, and that's Grady White, powered by Yamaha, and you're going to be able to see some of our best-selling models and also ride in it.
Now, are these mostly offshore boats, or are you going to have some boats there more for the harbor, or are these... Because Grady White's famous for being a deep water boat, just being able to take and bring you back safely in all kinds of weather.
Grady White makes a bay boat. Grady White makes dual console smaller boats, which are very popular. They make the center console fish and cruise models, which are center consoles, but you can also cruise in it very comfortably. And of course, they make offshore boats that are just dynamic. 27 footers, up to 30 footers, up to 33, then to 37. So, they have the big stuff, they have the small stuff, they have the bay boat, which is perfect for Charlotte Harbor. They've got it all. But they're Grady White, which is a great boat company.
Yeah,
and I say that because I waited a long time to get that franchise.
Yeah, it's an amazing boat. I've been to the Tortugas on a Grady White. I've been out in the Gulf dozens of times on Grady's. And you always just kind of feel good being in a Grady because you really think you're going to get back.
Yeah, it's built. And the company is really phenomenal. They actually, after this last storm, the family of Grady White had money for the hurricane fund for funds, so that was impressive too. So they also give back to people. Very good company, very well run. Their employees are great. One of the better companies in the marine industry for sure.
You're kind of like me. You actually want to like the people that you buy from. You know, just because they got a great product, if they're not good people, it just doesn't feel good to buy. But it's so much better when you're buying a great product from really good people. It just makes me feel better about my life and my business.
You're dead on. I mean, boating creates family memories. It really does. I'm a true believer of that. And it's really nice. And I'm very blessed. My boat lines, which I have 13 of them, they're all very, very good.
That brings up a point for me, and the one thing it's kind of bringing to my mind is you have 5 locations. You're in Placida, you're in Port Charlotte, your big store, you've got the store in North Fort Myers, you've got them in, Sarasota?
Pine Island.
Pine Island. And
Sarasota. which is right up by the airport on 41.
Okay. If you come down and test drive one of these Grady Whites November 16th through the 19th down there, well, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If I got the dates wrong, that's how you figure it out. It's going to be close to that. But if you test drive the boat there, like if you come from Sarasota, you can go right to your Sarasota store and get the deals with it and everything, right?
Well, the Sarasota store, there's a dealer north of us that handles that region. So that will probably go through the Sarasota Grady White dealer, which is Cannons. And they're good people, too.
But they can buy it from you if they come down to Fisherman's Village and deal right with the, you know, Ingmar Marine family. Because this, your families own this. This isn't a corporation thing. This is you. It started with your dad, and I remember him. And I've known you for close to 30 years. We've been friends. But this is just a family operation.
Oh, it is a family operation. My brother's in the business. My sister's husband has been in the business for as many years as I've been in the business. It was started by my dad, who was just a phenomenal person. We now have my sister's two sons in the business for a bunch. I have more family members on the horizon coming into the business, so we're very blessed. And, of course, the west coast of Florida and Charlotte Harbor, there is no better body of water in the country for boating.
I try and
if you want to go to a restaurant, there's a ton of restaurants. If you want to go sailing, you can go right out in the harbor and don't have to go out into rough water. If you want to go fishing, we're tarpon capital of the world.
Yeah, it's literally amazing, and it is the safest place to boat in the world.
It is.
People, they always say, oh, well, this and that. I'm like, no, the worst thing that can happen to you here is you're going to find some shallow water, and you might run aground, but it's sand or mud, and
yep.
So you stop, and you're really embarrassed, but you did not hit a rock. You did not sink the boat. You might be embarrassed, but you're okay, and the boat's okay. I mean, that's...
Absolutely.
It's the worst thing. And so where else in the world can you go and find this much water and have it be this safe? I can't think.
And also have a bunch of fish swimming in it, too.
Yeah. It's
all different types.
Now, I should have brought that up, the whole Fish and Frank thing. I should be talking about the fishing. You should be talking about the safety. But, you know, that's okay. We can flip-flop. So, basically, you've got five locations. You're having a big Grady White demo days at Fisherman's Village, and it's in November, and it goes, let me double check here, the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of November, and they can come down and actually ride in some of the different Grady Whites, see what's going on, and I'm assuming you're going to be wheeling and dealing a little bit.
Oh, yeah, there's over $10,000 in rebates from Grady White on certain boats, so there's rebates across the board, but up to $10,000. So, yeah, it's definitely a legit outing sale because of this rebate that we can give our customer on top of the discount.
Right.
And we're excited. Our salesmen that sell the Grady Whites have been with me for a long time, and they're very well educated, it's a really nice day going to Fisherman's Village. Not only do you get a chance to look at boats and ride them, you can shop, you can have some good food, and enjoy our beautiful area.
All right. Now, just so people know, you actually fish. You go out and go fishing. That's one of the ways we met. I bought my very first Yamaha outboard from you. Oh, God, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but the first brand-new outboard I ever bought, I bought from Gary, and that was a 90-horse Yamaha. That was a 3-cylinder 90 Yamaha. I don't think they make those anymore. They now do all the 4-stroke stuff, but that was an amazing motor back then. And but you go fishing. What kind of fishing do you enjoy doing?
Well, I enjoy fishing for redfish with my son. I raced them in a bunch of tournaments with the, you know, the notion of, hey, I'm going to win this week, but just that going out there and fishing in our waters and wading them and throwing up into the mangroves and listening to country music. Oh,
now here's
so
question.
I like red fishing. Of course, when we have our tarpon run and we have our hill tides, and the tarpon come up on the hill and we have the crab run, that's special.
Now, for the redfish, are you a lure guy or a bait guy? Do you do more shrimp and whitebait, or are you more into the artificials?
In the wintertime, we fish for redfish with artificials only. In the spring and late summer, we fish with live bait.
All right. So, are you topwater guy? Are you a soft plastic, hard bait? What's your favorite way to go?
I love starting the morning off with my top water and get that explosion. But again, I fall to plastic most of the time because it produces the most fish where we fish.
I think that the top waters is amazing for finding redfish. But boy, you couldn't get a fish that is worse at hitting a topwater. They love to strike at them, but actually hooking them up is hard on a topwater.
No, you're right. The catch ratio is not as good as plastic, for sure.
But it's one of the most awesome things in the world when all of a sudden you go, you know, splat, splat, bow, whoosh, and this fish comes up and boils on it, rolls on it, because they got to get all the way out of the water to get it in their mouth. So it just gets really exciting.
It does. And, of course, the snook has made a major comeback, and we don't target snook as much because they're not in the tournament fishing. They're not, you know, nobody has a tournament with snook in it.
You remember when that was the case, though, because you and I both fished a lot of snook tournaments.
Oh, I was raised fishing the phosphate dock with my dad, anchored up.
Absolutely.
And the trains were coming out onto the dock.
Man, that might be dating us a little bit.
The people would come from the restaurant that were on the boat, and they had maybe sometimes a little bit too much to drink, and they would sometimes jump in the water.
It was fun out there. Did you ever fish in Elgibene when the trains were going across? Did you ever crawl down and let the train go across because you didn't want to spot? I did that
I'm
once.
I'm not that tough. No, I do
no,
not.
That wasn't that. Tough. That was stupid. That was the scariest thing I ever did. Those trains wobbling over the top of you, you just felt like they were coming right down on top of you.
Well, I can relate to that because I can still visualize the train coming out of the phosphate dock. And it would come out halfway, and then it would back off. And, of course, we're trying to catch snook in the same location that train just went over.
It was an amazing time. It was an amazing time to be down here. This area is still wonderful, but like with everything else, we go through transitions. Now we have all kinds of cool new stuff. But back then, life had a little different flavor. Like, people used to drink a bit, and they would fall off docks and stuff. It was funny.
Oh, yeah. They would cane pull the snook off the phosphate dock big time, and there was regulars. They would come out and roll their their wheelbarrows with all their equipment in it. So it was good times. The tarpon did the same thing. We had hill tides, and they would come up and blast the crabs and as people
it's just awesome. You know, I say it's just awesome watching those fish blast at the crabs, and sometimes they just come up and slurp, and sometimes they come completely out of the water to get them, and it's just an amazing thing to watch.
It is.
Well, I know you're busy, but just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your upcoming Grady White thing. It's November, and that's going to be, I keep looking because I want to get the dates right. The 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of November, you come down in Fisherman's Village, and Gary's going to have boats from all of his stores down there, the Grady Whites, and you're going to be able to test ride and have a good time. Great way to spend the day down there at Fisherman's Village and go down and talk to Gary Skies and pick up a Grady White. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up, Gary?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your radio, and go from there. Thank you.
All right. And Fishing Frank here, and we're going to be doing more radio fishing today, and this was Gary Engman, the owner, and Gary has been there. Like I say, I bought my first brand new outboard I ever bought, I bought from Gary, and we've known each other forever. So stop by Engman Marine, check the guys out. They got 5 locations, and you click the Engman Marine icon next to this, it'll take you right to their webpage. And we'll see you, Gary. Thank you much.
Thank you. Good fishing.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody.